Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Friendos, the boss man used to say, I've been prawn for so long, but I'm gonna get right tonight. So you need to get right. You need to get prawn for so long. Biker prawn, that is. Saturday, September 27th, the Sea of Silly Geese will wash over you yet again with the release of Biker Prawn Sugar-Free Energy Drink Outrageous Energy. The latest collaboration between the Chad Duke Show and Don't Sleep Energy can be yours. Not only that, there will be Biker Prawn Slim Line Koozies. There'll be t-shirts and, of course, the collabo with Uncle Bud's Cookhouse, the Biker Prawn Hot Sauce. Perfect for pizza, seafood, and the open road. Plus, the release of the brand new CD exclusive episode, Feel the Power 3. It's the most chaotic one yet. All of it goes down September 27th. That's Saturday, September 27th at Commonwealth Dry Goods. We will see you there.
It's the Chad Duke Show Poor Edition, a little taste of what you get when you plunk down a credit card and subscribe for daily episodes on ChadDukeShow.com. Now here's your host, Joe Azer.
Episode number 6. That's right. We are past 5 and on to 6. And let me tell you, this one is a doozy. This episode has some recent shenanigans, two classic tales, a well-executed prank, and with Feel the Power 3 releasing very soon, we're going to take a trip down memory lane to the insanity that was Feel the Power 1. But don't worry, there are no spoilers. First up, we're going to start with Barty in studio this past spring asking Jim about the meaning of his life. As the boys dig in a bit, they realize that Jim and Biker Sean ended up at the same event just a few days prior, spawning another round of questions. And listen closely to Mikey Sleep, who is desperately trying to ruin a CD release.
Jimmy, what do you know?
I want to hear him answer Barty's question.
Very, very, very little.
How, dude? Like,
I actually can answer that for you, Bart.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I have it over here.
The one thing I really, really don't care for, this show.
I'm not trying to be mean, dude. It's just, I wonder, like, you know when they talk about how you drive in the car and you don't listen to anything?
The cool
just,
breeze, yeah. Brother.
Aren't you curious?
No.
No, he is not curious.
Look into those eyes.
There's Darius Dellinger.
I don't know anything about a lot of this stuff.
Oh, boy.
But you would think you'd hear the name.
Yeah.
Right?
RC are the initials.
You know who Ryan Clark is?
Yeah, I got that. I've heard the name.
Okay.
He's in media now, though. Yes.
I don't know.
I feel like he knows sports, right? Or no?
Yeah. Wait, also, if a guy played for the Steelers, he might know him. Because he got to watch them beat the shit out of the Ravens twice a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun.
Right. So you're not curious. Sports. Okay.
No, curiosity goes right
on. We know what it did to the cat.
Yeah.
That's right.
And I love my cats.
The only thing in his life that he does.
Tom and Jennifer, what were their names?
Is there anything more beta male than a dude saying that?
I know, man.
You might as well just come out and say, I'm never going to make a decision for myself. I'm not saying a man can't love a cat and learn to love a cat, but I'm saying if you're fucking coming out of the gate screaming, I love my cats, put you with the crazy-eyed ladies.
Just round them up.
Deservedly so.
Was it your idea to get the cats?
The first one was.
But then why not?
You just really wanted a cat.
Well, no, we had mice in the townhome, and I wanted not to be.
Oh, my God. Let's fuck it up. A box of Red X is $15, Marty.
So when real quick, when you were in high school, right?
Right.
Yeah.
When you were the big dog.
Let's get to the bottom of this.
When you pictured your adulthood, what was your job going to be? Like, what did you want to do with your life?
I was going to play in the NFL.
Oh, shit.
You're not serious.
In high school? Yes. That's what the ultimate plan was.
Yeah, but I saw the pictures of you in high school.
Right.
To play your position, you need to be 6'7".
Yeah, I learned that quickly when I went to visit colleges, and they all told me I was too small to be an
offensive
tackle.
Can you play safety?
You didn't have one coach honest in your life that went, hey, you're never going to play in the NFL. No one told you?
I don't know if I asked that specific question.
There's not one coach at Dundalk Wesleyan that told you the fucking truth? Holy shit. What colleges did you visit, Mass?
I went to Maryland.
Fucking didn't.
I did.
That's the only college there is. I could never dream to go to a university as big as Maryland.
Holy shit.
What if I see Scott Van Pelt?
Wow. What do they say, Maryland? They say you're trying to try for what?
As I was being introduced to the coaches, the one I heard as he turned around to speak to another coach and said, he's awful small, and walked away.
Like, that's the only time it's ever been said about you.
It certainly was.
Well, that's not true. I was saying that just the other night.
Yeah.
I was.
You were?
Yeah, I went to...
Oh, you're looking at his fonts.
Well, that, of course. But I have pictures of that. I don't need to see him in person.
Me sorry too. About that.
Went to the Perfect Circle and Primus show.
Oh my
Sunday.
God!
Oh no!
And I had a great time.
We're never gonna get to YouTube.
No,
it's never gonna happen.
Who cares? I'm gonna derail this completely.
Well,
what are we gonna
talk about? I care
because
I'm fucking incensed by these quotes.
Yeah.
All right, so hold on, so, back up. So you got you drove to Fairfax.
Yes, for
not
the
for
second
this
day
not
in a
for
row.
This show.
No,
To go see not Tool.
Not Tool, correct.
To see it's Brad's Maynard's side band.
Yeah, two of them, yeah.
Two of them.
There's another side band?
There is. Like,
Pussifer is his other, another
Pussifer?
Band.
What?
Yeah, it's another band of his.
Sign me up.
That's badass.
That was Jimmy. That's what the people at PetSmart were calling Jimmy as he walked out with his first cat.
Pussifer.
Here goes Pussifer. He's probably going to shoplift from Walmart right after this.
Did you guys steal kitty litter right after that?
I did get cat litter.
You stole it, right?
Probably.
Did you steal that little spatula you take the clumps out with?
Of course. This is for dinner.
You shouldn't have a pet if you have to steal the supplies for the pet.
I agree.
It's all right.
It's irresponsible.
It's not all right, Mike.
Yeah, I mean, it's all right.
Don't co-sign this.
Thanks, Mike.
It's water under the bridge here at this point.
That's right.
That's where one of them cats should end up.
The cats. Just put Jim under there.
Wait, so he knows about the bands, right?
He knows about late 90s, early 2000s, new metal.
Okay.
That's it.
Exclusively.
And that was some pop punk.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it would have been on HFS. Yeah.
If he was bored hopping at HFS, Jimmy's world stopped right there. Like, if Jimmy could have stayed there forever, I think he truly would be happy.
Mm. All right. Okay.
It was a great time.
It wasn't. It was a miserable time. I was going to die the whole time we were up there. And we were at Lanham, Maryland.
God, I miss Lanham.
Yeah.
Wow.
Were you asking Sean about his...
So you're going to see Pussifer at a Perfect Circle.
Yeah, Primus.
Oh, my. Can you...
Wait a minute.
How much money, Bart? You don't have a job, so maybe maybe the number's gone down.
It's like $100.
Probably do it for a slice of pizza.
I'm going to Venmo Barty $100 next time. That shit tour is in town. Here's your ticket.
It was a great time. Great show. And
they play Passive?
Yeah.
Man, that's a track right there.
And Jim was there, and I had spoken to him Saturday night.
Wow, did you guys meet up? How the fuck are you affording tickets to that show?
They weren't expensive.
Well, his tickets were awfully cheap, let me tell you.
Oh, no.
Because I said, maybe we'll meet up, Jim. Where are your seats? And he told me, and I said, well, that seems really far away. So I'm in my seats, and I'm looking
around.
They're in
Rock Cave.
Now, meanwhile, this is
at Mason.
It's all GMU. Okay, I was going to ask. Rock
Cave is on the other side of the fucking world.
This show is at Mason.
At Mason.
Eagle Bank is not huge.
It's not huge.
By any stretch.
Now, I saw the Jurassic Park live show there.
Right.
I had a lot of fun. I remember that. I had a great time. I got bombed.
So when his ticket was 512, you were like, wait a minute, 5?
He's like, he tells me the number.
Where are your tickets? You on the floor?
Not quite the floor, just off of it.
Fucking
no, it's better just off the floor.
Broke ass.
No, it's better. But anyways.
That's Sean's arguing technique, by the way. Here, let's argue real quick. You tell me something.
I really like hummus.
You don't?
No, I do.
It's not true.
All right.
You're wrong.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
That's pretty good.
Well, look,
that's pretty
you
solid.
You can see the stage better not on the floor.
Me.
You can see the stage better not on the floor. There's people not in your way.
Yeah, nobody wants
better.
To be close to the fucking stage.
I'm close. This you know how Eagle Bay gets set up. Uh-huh. You're close. So I'm looking around for Jimmy's section, and I see the numbers on the wall, and I go, well, that can't be right. And thank God my phone has 100x zoom.
Yeah, because there's no
because
way.
Because I pointed over there, and I got to keep zooming in. And finally... I see Jimmy's dumbass. I mean, he might as well be in the ceiling. Though as far away Jesus. As you could possibly be.
Oh, poor Jimmy.
Come if on. I stood up, I'd have hit my head on the rafter.
Wow. Come on. Wise.
Wow.
Hubbada, hubbada.
I couldn't believe it. It's not like this was some sold-out show. Tickets were not that expensive.
I can't believe they didn't even have the balls to book that show at Eagle Bank Arena. There can't be that many fans of those fucking bands to fill the 930 Club.
How's
it
the,
fill the 930 out? Club.
Hey, Spider Clamp. Hey, yeah. Oh, yeah. Thanks.
Did you go with your wife?
I did, yes.
You guys both big fans?
She's a big fan. She's never seen a Perfect Circle in really
Oh, life. Can you oh, imagine wow. what the unabused spouse? God forbid. You know what else? She's never seen a clean living room.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Jesus Christ.
I thought,
I'm not trying to shit. I'm genuinely curious.
Out of fucking
curious.
Nowhere.
Oh, that's terrible. Oh, no, that's terrible. Nine, nine. That's just awful.
I wanted a beer, Clamp. I wasn't just screaming at you. Clamp thought I was just screaming at him. Is Clamp bring a Slipknot? Maybe he was at the show.
He might have been. I don't know.
Yeah. You took your wife, so your wife wanted to go.
Yes.
Why didn't you say that? I want to bust your balls.
That's fine. I figured I had it coming anyway.
Well, that's just true.
Come on, Jim.
That's Tuesday. Wednesday.
So she had, Thursday she, this week.
She, that's right. Today's Thursday.
That's right.
Today's Thursday. If you would have shown up on time. It's all right. Mike was just trying to scream out spoilers for the CD that hasn't come out yet. Did you hear that, Jim?
I heard
yeah.
it.
Wait, when was I doing
please
that?
Please don't. Just please.
Oh, sorry.
You can't bring it back up. He gets hyper-fixated.
I mean, honestly, it's the biggest reveal on the CD, and you just started just under your breath mumbling it a moment ago. Thank you very much.
It's all good.
It's cool, though.
Friendos, head over to The Chad Dukes Show on YouTube to get more great shows and segments of The Chad Dukes Show and Solid Dudes with Chad Dukes. That's youtube.com/ChadDukesShow and make sure to like and subscribe.
Ant-Man has a history of mispronouncing words on the show. Some have listeners concerned about his health, others become show merch. But one in particular has lived on for years and years and years, and you're about to hear it as it happened organically on the show in July of 2023. Dick is sitting in with Chad and Tor, and Dick is on fire. On fire. Turn up the volume and enjoy this one. The origin of Unear.
Hopefully the words make sense.
Until the words make sense.
Oh, boy.
There's some silence, so I'm going to feel it.
I shouldn't have fucking texted you.
Well,
I always fucking regret it.
But what is that going to change about you saying, I need to see something freaky in a movie?
Well, yeah.
What's the mean comment?
It was about you and like the bout.
No, somebody. I saw it pop up. Like that chair's holding on for dear life.
Oh.
Yeah, it's just mean.
Yeah.
Dude, you know what else happened this weekend?
Oh,
and it just popped into my head. No, well, just it just popped into my head.
Topic change.
Mark saw the tattoo.
What? How are you just now telling us this?
Because it completely slipped my mind.
Did you convince him you already had it?
I convinced
him. What happened? You just walked downstairs in your underwear?
No, I was hammered when I left the wedding Saturday night. And because we were outdoors and it was really fucking hot when I got back, I needed to shower. So I took a shower. And then we had like an adjoining room situation.
You guys are too close.
And
you have multiple rooms.
What happened? You just have the door open so they can make sure you're in there? Yeah.
No, I was going to the pool.
Hotel points. That's what it is.
I was going to the pool, so I needed to get my... I left my swimsuit in the other room that afternoon.
Don't you think that your parents like occasionally want a domicile that is not connected to one that you're in?
They'd like to come home and not have you in an area they bathe in.
Just not be blindsided by their naked son.
I think that's why they're going to Florida for a few weeks.
Bobby Double L says, this story is so complicated it needs a Sherpa. Yeah, I would agree. Something ain't stirring the Kool-Aid, so we probably should stop asking. I can't just... Ant-Man's here every week. I mean, he's bombing horrifically. It's got to be Tor's fault. I mean, it's got to be Tor.
Yeah, I need Jim over here.
The energy... Well, Jim doesn't say nothing. nothing either. He's just doing his best Jim impression.
And drinking and farting and belching and doing all the weird stuff.
Maybe Jim doesn't need to be here.
I've been trying to figure this out for about a month. It seems so impossible to be this unfunny for this long. I just don't know how someone could do it.
You motherfucker.
Oh, you just stumble into it, Joe? This guy struck out 47 times in a row. Like, how do you not get a fucking slap a signal at some point here?
The yips wear off eventually. Or you think? Or you just quit.
Or you quit. Yeah. Maybe he was not for me.
That was really funny. Okay.
This is the Body Mass Index on the Chad Dukes Show.
Cheeseburger bite. You know, it's like Titans fans are always bitching about Ryan Tannehill, and I feel like Ryan Tannehill's Jester, and like Tor's Malik Willis. It's like you think, okay, he's younger, he's fucking more exciting, let's put him in, and then he gets here, like, oh no, we can't even throw a forward pass.
He throws it back.
Yeah. Let's go back to Liberty or whatever the fuck.
Tells he needs to go home in the middle of the second quarter. Where'd he go? He's having a rough day.
Oh yeah, you know Liberty. Where did
he go? Liberty? Yes.
Look at me, Johnny Football. All right. Amy, what'd you bring for us to try tonight?
So I got two snacks for us tonight. I got these new Snyder's of Hanover Twisted Pretzel Sticks, Sour Cream and Onion.
Onion.
It's like if Chingy said onion.
How the fuck
does onion come out of your mouth?
Because I think I was trying to... I was trying
to be funny.
I was trying to read ahead.
Onioned.
And I was on onion, but got to flavored and combined them.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. God's sakes. You wouldn't be able to predict it.
Just let your body make noises during the show, and you'll be all right.
Onions.
Ow. Not having fucking Oscar here is really throwing me off. I mean, Jesus.
What?
Joe here. I don't know why.
Where did that even come from?
I don't know. I think because...
Oh,
I don't
that's terrible. Oh, no, that's terrible.
Goodness
that's
gracious.
Just,
oh,
no.
I think it's because we were talking about Bone today, it just came out.
This doesn't rock.
Oh, man.
You confused Joe with Oscar?
Yeah, I think because we talked about Bode today, it just came out. But I met Joe and I said Oscar.
You looked at me.
I know. I just, I don't know.
I'm going to get the emails. Of course. Ant-Man's been a disaster tonight. Although he did coin a great new phrase that I'm going to turn into merch.
Yeah.
Onyard.
That's right. Hey there, boy. If you like what you're hearing, consider leaving a 5-star review on iTunes and Spotify. It's the least you can do, you chiseling skinflint.
Early in the show, circa 2021, as Tor was getting comfortable producing the Chad Dukes Show and really finding his stride, Chad noted that he would like to do something nice for him and for his parents, as Tor had mentioned he had moved out. Well, Chad asked for Tor's parents' home address, one Sunday afternoon, which for some reason Tor actually provided. Chad prepared a gift, had it mailed to Tor's parents' house, and just for confirmation, let Tor know what was on the way, but not when it would arrive.
What a weekend, Tor. I felt bad for you. I feel like I called you 700 times yesterday, or at least people that were with me called you 700 times yesterday. Because we were all hammered, drunk, fucking sitting around watching football all day, and you were quietly in the mausoleum where you work.
Yes, I was. It seemed like you couldn't have predicted this, but the most inopportune times while I was at work. I just see burp, 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 burp.
Hey, you motherfucker! You see what the fucking your picks are doing, you cocksucker?
Cool.
And it was just... I wasn't trying to no-sell anybody on the phone because you're having a good time. I want to keep the spirits up. But there was one instance where a question was asked. And
What was the question?
You wanted my parents' address.
Oh, right. Yeah, I forgot. I think I needed your parents' address. I don't think I wanted it. I think I absolutely had to have it.
Well, now for the next 2 weeks, instead of going back to Arlington, I'll be going back to... my parents' house to check the mail.
Oh, to intercept to make sure that, yeah. Did I show you a picture of what I'm sending them?
Yes.
Tell everybody. It's a nice gift. It's basically like I wanted to congratulate them on finally getting one of the birds out of the nest. You know what I mean? One's finally flapping away. What do you got there?
Yeah, so here's the website, and you listeners, tell me, you know, you can tweet or comment if you think this would be appropriate for
sure.
Just for parents to receive in a mail, unsolicited, from dickatyourdoor.com. Not doing a bit. Dickatyourdoor.com.
Oh, man, I tell you what.
Oh, that's terrible. Oh, no, that's terrible. That's just awful.
I don't know why, but it not. Now, let's be fair. These are not actual penises.
No, it's a series of four chocolates, and the inside lettering of the box says, "Eat my ass."
Did you see what the chocolates are supposed to be?
Let me take a look.
Zoom in. You open the box, Joe, and it says "Eat my ass." And the box looks very nice. It looks like a gift. But then you open it, and it says "Eat my ass." And then there's a series of four little chocolates. Do you see what they're supposed to be?
Yeah, I closed the tab after.
What do they look like?
They look like assholes. They look like fucking chocolates, and then it looks like a puckered asshole.
They're anuses. They're chocolate anuses.
I straight up, when I saw that yesterday, I obviously did not respond.
Right, I didn't get a response after that. But I did get the address, so that's the important part. I got the address, and then I let Tor know what the address was for. What did I respond right after you sent me the address? I think there was something in there.
Let me see, because I don't want to mess it up here. Oh, I'll make you regret that. It's fucking bullshit, man. I'm sitting there hungover. I'm hungover as all hell. At work, and I got.
You don't think they'll like that gift?
No.
They like treats, right?
I'm going to have to say that was for me. I can't get you involved with bits.
But the thing is, I didn't put your name on the box.
I don't. It doesn't matter. I can't do it.
I then put Mama Tor and Papa Tor on the box. Now, Tor.
Do you know my dad has been bragging about the bottle of bourbon?
Oh, really? Still?
Over to everybody. He's so excited and happy about
that's
it.
That's sweet. He hasn't finished it yet?
No, not yet.
Oh, I thought he liked bourbon. That was a while ago I brought that over. Got him the old, the Kentucky Owl, mm-hmm. I believe I brought over. That's a nice one. I polished off a bottle of Eagle Rare, actually, on Saturday. I felt pretty good about myself. I'll tell you what, man. I don't know what it is about bourbon. This is how I know I'm a full-blown alcoholic. The first, sip, right? Pour yourself, 2 ounces. I take the first sip. It's like doing a line of Coke. Like, I just get happy. I'm like, oh, this is the way I'm supposed to feel. And I know it's because I've drank so much over my life that I'm chemically imbalanced, and I think that's leveling you out. But we all had the same feeling. Like last night, we came in from watching all the games outside, and for the 8 o'clock game, watching inside, and everybody poured a little bit of whiskey, and everyone just kind of like, oh, yeah, this is like having a Red Bull. Tor, you know me. Do you really think – I hate to break kayfabe. Do you really think I would send your parents a box of chocolate assholes that says "Eat my ass"? Do you really think that I would do that?
I think that you could be incorrigible on a Sunday. That's
true.
Everyone's having very a lot of fun.
That's very true. Oh, I was, by the way. I did do something stupid on Sunday. We'll talk about it.
I think you also decided. I haven't seen Tor since Thursday.
That's true.
Let's do a bit.
When we don't get together on a Friday, it fucks me all up. I don't know what to do with myself. Yeah, we did call you too much. No, I'll tell you why we needed your parents' address. At the time, it wouldn't have been as amusing instead of making you think that I would send them chocolate assholes.
The best barbecue in Virginia can only be found at Monk's Barbecue in Purcellville, Virginia. Check them out at Monk's BBQ on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and at monksq.com.
In November 2024, Ted is sitting in, and between the normal Jim Mike problems and Ted problems, Chad gets irritated at the beginning of the show. When things finally get back a little bit on track, Ted can't remember what story he was trying to tell, but make sure everyone knows that he loves chocolate and enjoys buying beverages in odd numbers from Chad's store. Meanwhile, we learn that Dukes can't be trusted with certain types of grated cheese, and Jimmy and Ant get a little bit closer.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To the crossover.
Those people that weren't here, Ant-Man just pulled his shirt over his head and claimed to be Mr. Fat. I was wondering where that guy went.
Yeah. Big fan of Mr. Fat.
Me too. I wish he'd show up more often.
Way better than the A-Man.
Well, they showed up about as equally as much.
A-Man in the house!
We don't see him a lot.
A-Man, do it again.
I'm Mr. Fat!
You all right, Ted? Ted already jerked his headphones out of the phone.
They weren't plugged in. I'm not sure why.
Jimmy's blaming you.
That's my fault.
Like usual.
Jim. There's no consequences to him saying that.
If you notice that Ted is booming. Did you check the mics before the show?
I did.
You certainly didn't check the headphones. I haven't sent a text.
You know, the opening of the show is just like, it's when they let the cows out for spring.
You know, Jim can't read. Why are you texting him?
I've talked to you about not opening your beer in the mic 7 billion times.
Yeah, that just happened.
Whoa!
Well, if the beginning of the show is just going to go to shit. Ted literally just went, who did I call my name?
Yeah, I call your name.
Your name was... It's Chad Duke's show. You? Go ahead, Ted. Take us in. Go ahead. No, I'm glad you're here. Go ahead. Take us in. Open us up.
Go ahead, Chad. Welcome to Toon Talk.
Open the show. Go ahead. You can do it. You know how it goes.
Sorry, Chad. Go right ahead.
No, apologize. You know better, so I need you to do it, please. I'm begging.
Take the reins now. Oh.
There's no smell. You're lying. Also, what color is that shirt?
I don't know. I think this might have been Monk's at one point. Monk's. I don't know where I got the shirt, Monk's. But it fit, and I was out of laundry.
By the way, I think Monk is officially pissed at me.
Oh, no.
Yeah. You getting the silent treatment?
Yeah. Uh-oh. It's so funny because Ted, I feel bad for him. He's not allowed to take chocolate home to his house anymore.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Ted legitimately told me that he got screamed at because he had chocolate in his truck, and he didn't lock it, so his wife broke into the car. Yeah.
And took the chocolate out of the car. And I'm like, what are you doing? And she goes, well, you didn't lock it.
Like, dressed him down. He kept it in a safe, but she knew the combo to the safe.
What?
Dude. It's fucking
I can't have chocolate
bananas.
In my house. The vultures just eat it all up right away.
Who are the... Your family?
Yeah.
Your family are the vultures.
Yes, they're so, vultures.
When you are down.
Ted, you got to buy the house next door. I will live there and guard your chocolate.
That is the fox in the hen house, my friend. Do not pull a thorn out of that lion's paw.
I like how laying down, do not eat this chocolate, it's my chocolate, was not an option.
There's absolutely
there's no chance.
So here's what Ted does now. As he comes into the store and he screams about Ant-Man for 30 minutes. He was screaming so loud about Ant-Man, I had to shut him down because there was normies. Ted standing in front of me, pointing. He's bringing up screenshots. He's got dates. I got a booklet like Columbo.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Ted, you got to move. I got to check these old ladies out, please.
And Chad is not feeling well. Let's be clear about that. He really didn't need what I was dishing out right there.
And then Ted calls me after he gives me all of this fucking bullshit, and he goes, none of that was true. I got all the dates wrong. I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm like, what?
So all of it's inadmissible now?
Oh, no.
Oh, it's admissible.
So what Ted has to do when he comes into the store, and there's lots of people that can corroborate this, because if you've come to the shop, you've seen it. I know Lawson's seen it many times. Ted has a chair, and he pulls the chair out, and he buys Zach nuts to take home with him because there's no chocolate. But then he buys himself like a little tin of chocolate peanuts.
Oh.
And he sits there like that bird that dips his head in the water.
Oh, yeah? Is it one at a time?
Yeah. And he eats all the peanuts one at a time. And he goes, well, I can't take these home. I feel bad, Dad, because you love chocolate.
I do. I really like it. I really enjoy chocolate. But if I bring it home, I bring it home on Saturday, of course. It's all gone by Sunday. It always is. It's crazy. They go right through it.
Another bit Ted does is he won't come in and buy a case of Cheerwine Zero.
Oh, yeah. He just cleans up the refrigerator.
I love that he comes again.
He buys anywhere between 13 and 17.
Yeah. It's pretty much a random number every week.
It's like the no sleep discount.
I guess. And it's never the same. And then we get into the same debate because he wants to drink one in the store.
Yeah.
So he goes, 17. And I'm like, do you mean 17 including the one you want to drink or 17 in addition to the one you have to drink? And every time it's different. Every time the answer is different.
He's already drank that one by the time he's asked him that.
And at that point, he's a customer. So I can't be like, Ted, you're autistic. What are you doing with your life? I'm like, yes, sir. Let me spit shine that Lincoln for you.
It's a good point. Why don't I just buy a case? Maybe that's what I should be doing.
We have a case.
I don't know.
For you. If you ever want a case, A-Man's going to catch
it. It would make
case.
Your life so much easier if I
no,
just
no,
bought
no.
a case.
If you bought all the chocolate turkeys instead of leaving one, that would make my life easier.
Just one.
Yeah. He likes to leave. Now, Jimmy, is there anything you're not allowed to bring home?
I don't think so, because it's probably more don't bring it home because I'm going to want to eat it.
Well, not anymore. Well, unless it's nitroglycerin.
Pills. I'm still gonna want to eat it. I'll just sit there. And
I'm killing it tonight, Lawson. I've had so many fucking. I mean, I've dropped like 4 gems, and they just get fucking steamrolled.
The problem is, you're asking him about himself, so he's totally enthralled.
Cringer.
Hold on, Ted. You didn't do the whole impression. Cringer. I don't think the answer's up there. Let me look and see if it's written on the ceiling.
You never know.
What do they not bring home because they're worried about you?
Mostly chocolate, because that's my sweet tooth is. Yeah.
No, it's a good thing.
Yeah.
It's great that you're a 45-year-old man and you can't stop yourself from eating bonbons. That's wonderful. The one at my house is my wife has actually found a Parmesan cheese that I don't like.
What? What? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I can't believe it.
She like rub it on your face? Just leave it out on the counter?
It's awful. And it tastes like plastic and it's hard. And I'm like, ugh.
Oh, is it like it's not? It's like the real thick flakes of it.
What he just said flakes, so you said flakes.
But you know, is it? Does it come in a tub and not? It doesn't come in a shaker.
Yes, but it's not flakes. They're like it's shredded. But it's waxy. It's very waxy. And she knows I won't eat it. So that's all we get.
Did you make that mistake the first time of tossing it back and then just be like, oh no?
Many times.
Okay.
Because I would check if she fucked up and buys another brand, then like maybe it'll work.
Yeah.
There's I'll take a picture of it the next time I do it. Now I'll eat all Parmesan, but there is one that's like Parmesan and Romano and 3 or 4 different ones mixed together, and it's in a tub, and it's got a very Italian looking lid, and I can't even have it. I doesn't make it to the pizza. Like I sit there after she goes to bed, and I eat it like a bowl of cereal.
Yeah. It's like it's your snack while you walk around the grocery store.
Parmesan and Romano is a perfect mix. It's so delicious.
But the Kraft one is like okay. This is like
I know which one. I think I know which one you're talking about.
So she wakes up in the morning and she's like walking around on her bare feet. She's like, why does it feel like the beach in here? Because I just been walking around eating the goddamn cheese, the powder just goes everywhere. Hey, you know, nice little trim there, Jim.
Thank you.
You still at 48?
No, I actually hit 50.
Get out of here.
Wow. I was 337.6 Monday morning.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Team crossover, is that what it is? Hashtag team crossover is so... You know the weekend this motherfucker had?
I heard about it.
I think I'm still at like right around 280 something, though.
Get on that scale.
Well, yeah, let's go right now.
Walk him over there, Jim. Yeah, how many times
I will bet everything.
Is it over 300?
Walk him over.
Yeah. I mean,
he's got to be
280. Yeah.
Look at the hips and ass are as big. Oh
my God, his pants are open.
What happened?
His pants are wide open.
Ant-Man. Oh, is that because the belt cuts him in half? All right, pull the scale out. Make sure it's level.
I'm not saying this about the weight. It's just he is so wide now.
Like, yeah, he's way bigger than he's ever been. He's as big as I've ever seen him. I don't like to say it.
I don't either, but...
The picture that my wife took of him at the restaurant where his side ass is... You can't get around it. Like, Ted, have you seen this picture?
I have not seen this picture, I don't think.
I'm going to send it to you just so you can give context because you're a lawyer.
I'm so excited for the crossover.
People don't believe me.
Oh, my God.
I know, right? Show Orgy. Orgy's going to Orgy's gonna pack half a rod.
Dude, he looks like Randolin.
Randolin.
What are you,
is that her name?
He's just Calhoun right there.
How the fuck do you remember that?
I don't know. Well, so she's hard to forget.
Now, A-Man claimed he was what? He said he was almost 280?
Yeah, almost 280.
In the 280 range. That was close.
He preferenced it with he's had a lot to eat and four beers.
Okay. Yeah.
He was 290.8.
Oh, shit!
Wow.
Wow.
You're within 50.
Goodness gracious!
The crossover is imminent.
Nah.
Bro, but it ain't that far away.
Yeah.
No.
You're within 50 pounds of each other.
Yeah, but Jim's going to, like, slow down here soon, and then I'm going to start slipping him sugar packets.
Ant-Man is 5'2".
Yeah.
Jimmy is 6'9". He's got to be 6'.
Yeah.
There's just more room in Jim. Yeah. So, like, Ant-Man is maxed out right now.
Yeah, he is.
Dick and I were talking to Ant-Man about something to do. Like, we were giving props to the Chiefs. I think it was picking up Kareem Hunt or something.
Hopkins.
Yeah, yeah. And he was like, yeah, well, I picked him up on fantasy. My team's doing real. I was like,
dude, he just had two touchdowns.
I'm bidding on a trump card. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Damn it.
I'm just flabbergasted you have that much money to bid on a card. Just sitting around. Like, I'm all bid on this.
It's the end of the season. All my money's finally coming back in. So it's nice.
Why not save it? Why not put it away? Put it in SEP.
Yeah.
Mark already did all that 40 years ago.
That's enraging. I'd like to play him going bad, Mark, and I would just be like, tell me what you feel about this, and if you want me to hold him, I will.
Yeah, seriously.
Why should I do that when I could just sell my parents' house? They gonna die.
Whoa.
Oh, come on. That's not what you're thinking.
I got no rebuttal.
That's what he's thinking.
Want the daily episode of The Chad Duke Show? Head on over to ChadDukeShow.com and subscribe today. There's a ton of bonus content, and you can cancel anytime. That's ChadDukeShow.com, dear boy.
And to close episode number 6, we're going into the premium archives for this one. Feel the Power 3 is on deck and set to release. You're about to hear Feel the Power 1. Tor, Tube, and Ant are competing. Orgy is managing drinks and the clock. Chad and Jimmy had a curveball that nobody was ready for, nobody wanted, and instilled fear immediately around the table. If you're not familiar with the format, this is a good refresher. Enjoy this fast and awesome and terrifying look back at Feel the Power 1.
Orgy Beard will be the official timekeeper, and what's great about it is Orgy Beard is a real pisser. When the goddamn time comes to drink, he's an asshole, and he loves ruining everybody's time, so that's always fun. What we're going to do is, right before the Power Hour starts, Ant-Man has been such a huge pain in the ass about his pain in the bladder. The fact that he can't not piss every 26 to 32 minutes at any point in his life, that he's like, well, what if I gotta piss? Can I take beers to the bathroom? Can I just call in on a cell phone while I'm pissing? No. But we also don't want a wee for a wee situation here, so we're gonna have him empty his bladder like a fucking child right before the event begins to give him the best shot. Tor, you already look disgusted by that.
It's embarrassing that we have to do this. It's genuinely embarrassing.
Look, you're headed right to where I'm at in life, Tor. You are on the track to fucking Ant-Man world. So in a few years, when you're old and decrepit like I am, come talk to me about your bladder issues.
Dukes, if my hair ends up like that, take me behind the woodshed.
You mean like when you have the most hair and the least hair that you've ever seen
just
happen?
Take me out, full clearance.
The monkeys did teach us about that last train Ant-Man many years ago, and apparently Tor is taking it. He met us at the station. Donnie, what is your confidence level in this?
I feel good. I mean, look, I've been around this this trail before.
It's true. The trail of beers.
And it was the Power Century, so it was 100 shots in 100 minutes, which is...
And you wore every bit of those 100 beers on your shoulder.
I'll tell you what.
By the way, Donnie, the only person that brought a drinking shirt tonight, and I do appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, you have to dress for the occasion. This is my ring gear.
No, you don't. You can just wear what you wear every day, like these two mopes.
disappointing.
They literally wear their work uniforms here to work.
I got just a plain gray t-shirt.
Yeah, it's a plain shirt, and it's the same sweatshirt, and it's cotton shorts, and Ant-Man wore his fucking Windows Incorporated, or whatever the fuck he wears. I think it's called We Break Your Windows. That's the name of the company that he...
I've only got like two hoodies that fit, and they're both work shirts.
Are they four?
Or work hoodies.
You up to 4X now?
These are a large 3.
Okay. Large 3.
Yeah.
That's what Tor bangs on the weekends, by the way. Hi, all. Not a lot of rules, but there are some. You guys ready for this?
Yep.
You're going to be judged by 3 things. Previously, we've had judges so that I don't have to be the bad guy, but I feel comfortable judging the 3 of you. I don't have a dog in this fight. Any of you lose, it's going to be fun for me. And if anybody who win, I'm going to be upset. The ability to... Yeah, that's true. The ability to hold one's liquor. That you will be judged by. Now, these rules are somewhat malleable because, as I stated, Dottie was part of a power hour where he was a drunken fucking mess and he puked. And I still thought he won. So, you know, that kind of dovetails. And it's like the 3 laws from iRobot is basically what this is about. Sheila Booth's going to ruin your movie. I think that's law number 1. 2, entertainment value. The entertainment value provided. That's why Tor, you know, his ability to hold his liquor is balanced out by how boring and unlikable he is. So I think that, like, you know, when you play Street Fighter 2, like, Zangief is, like, big and lumbering. Mm-hmm. He can't jump as high, but he's very powerful. And then, of course, there's Chun-Li. These are the different types of balancing acts that we're going to be ascribed to you guys. Conduct. Conduct is taken into account when we judge who is going to win. For instance, if Dottie pukes on the floor and not into the trash can, it's going to be bad for him. But if he pukes into the trash can, that's good conduct. If Ant-Man, you know, pisses immediately, but bitches and moans the whole time, makes it through the whole time, I can't tell Ant-Man to not piss. Like, I think there's something illegal about that.
Right.
But your conduct during this thing will be taken into account. Here is what can fuck you over. Puking and pissing. Now, they're not game enders, but they will be reflected in your score, okay? And we're going to go 1 to 5 like we do for the BMI. You immediately lose if you quit or tap out in any way, shape. If you stop drinking for any reason, I'm sorry, you have to lose the power hour in the first. And by lose, I mean you will be ranked 3 out of 1. We're going to go 3 to 1. And there will be a prize for the winner, and there will be a penalty for the loser.
Oh, God.
I have a question about that rule.
Yes.
Does that include, like, falling behind on a shot? Maybe you're finishing up a thought, and you might have missed a shot because you're wrapped up in something. Is there someone kind of
I think
sure
that can
that,
be forgiven. Okay. I think if we think – we've had – Bruce, we've had people sandbag where they're like, I don't know what's going on. I didn't know. And they're like, you know, shots and drinks behind because they're using their pontifications to – delay the inevitable, all right?
Sure.
But again, that'll be subjective. Anybody can call this out if they're seeing it, by the way.
Now,
it takes a village.
Now, if my old man bladder, I have to run down and piss, can I run back up and just take 3 shots to catch up real quick?
We'll take it as it comes, Ant-Man. Okay. But I think that if you cannot hold your urine for 1 hour, you should just leave and go to the hospital, is what I think should probably happen.
I've been there a few times.
Okay, well, let's go back, because God knows, I mean, you've already cost the U.S. taxpayer so much money for your health insurance. Winners and losers. The winner of this will, the prize is being provided by myself and by the Chad Duke Show. You have an option. You can either take $250 cash for the winner tonight or the arcade one-up of your choosing.
Oh, shit.
Oh, wow.
All right? So there's people in situations like Tor where, I think I could say $20 and he'd take it over any prize. I mean, all he cares about is cash. But if you're like Dottie and you got yourself a house and maybe you're looking at this thing and say, I'd like to put one of these in there. You want to give the options. That is the prize for the winner. The loser. Jester, do you need to get up and grab anything? Thank you.
God.
I don't know if you've seen, there's a little video game that I kind of like called Mortal Kombat. And one of the best parts of Mortal Kombat is the ninjas. And because they wear these really cool masks.
Yeah.
And what they do is they cover their face with the front of the mask. So if you're Sub-Zero or you're Scorpion or whatever, they're all ninjas, but they all have different colors. Jester's brought in a mask for you to wear. This mask has got a couple of different colors on it, too.
Oh, my God. Dude, that's so
what
fucking
fuck?
Gross.
What the fuck is that?
Dude, is that shit stains?
Jester, what the fuck is that?
Oh,
what the fuck?
What the fuck?
Dukes.
Oh.
What the fuck? What?
Dude, that is the most foul shit I've ever seen in my life.
That's the blood from my left ball.
Oh.
Is it washed?
This is like a war crime.
No. You know what? I think I have a one up here because, look, from, well, never mind.
Go ahead, what?
Well, look, from jabbing myself with needles in the dick all the time, I'm used to bloody underwear and boxers.
Sure, sure.
So wearing it as a mask,
I mean,
yeah,
who cares?
I mean.
So what you we have to tell the listeners. So what Jester has produced is the jock strap they gave him after he got his vasectomy. That was featured in the picture that he texted over to Tor and I. Is here and it is on the table, literally. The loser will have to, no video, this isn't going to be anything that's ever going to be held against you, but you've got to put the mask on like Scorpion or Sub-Zero, and you got to walk to the back of the studio and then walk back up here, and that's pretty much it. So, we have our winning, what's wrong, Daddy?
Oh, I might vomit now.
I thought we were doing a fun.
Oh, it's fun. It's going to be fun for everybody.
That's my workstation. I need that not to be sitting there.
I don't know what you're going to do. It's on the table right now. There's so many different colors on that jock strap, by the way. My God.
You have that on for like 2 days, too?
24 hours.
But it's been off for a while now, right?
Christ.
Like, what, a week?
That's not long enough.
All the germs have died on there. It's been a full week, for God's sake.
I think I see germs running across it.
Could be. Could be. So we have a winning, we have a winner's prize, and we have a loser's penalty. Now, the good thing is you guys are drinking Bud Heavy, so maybe some of that alcohol will kind of sanitize the area so that you're not breathing in all that gribbledygook. Tor, you look upset.
I am upset. Well, actually, you know what? I'm confident in myself.
Okay.
I'm upset because I shouldn't have lost to Enoch.
Yeah, you should.
But you did.
You lost.
That's fucking vile.
It is disgusting.
That
I didn't know that he'd be. I thought maybe he'd have it in a bag.
Hey, Jester, there's no way you washed it, right? Of course. Why would it have been washed?
It has not been washed. Let's go around the the table and get our predictions first, and then we'll get ready to start here. Dotson, who do you predict for in first place? Who do you predict in third place?
First place, it's your boy. I've been with you for years.
You're my boy.
I've never failed you, okay. Chad.
You've
Dukes.
Never failed
not
me.
Not once.
Okay.
Every project we've been a part of, that's I've true. Always been there. I'm right. I'm going into the trenches with you, buddy.
You see it through to the end.
Matt Dotson takes first place. Third place, I just watched all the confidence leave Tor's eyes.
He really looks. He looks like a beaten man already.
I think
you're only going to see his eyes when he's got that mask over his face.
I think this has completely. completely changed his game face,
sure.
His mentality.
Well, I mean, it would change. I mean, the fear of having to put that thing around your face, I hope, is a motivating factor.
I have, survival instincts are kicking in
sure.
right now. I mean, it's not going to happen.
Tor's
I will not be wearing
that on
my face.
Tor in third place, though?
Tor's in third place.
Tor's in third place.
That's fucking insane to me.
Ant-Man, what say you?
Well, unlike Dotson, Chad, I have failed you many times.
That's true. Recently. Very recently.
So for that, I don't think I'm going to win because Dotson's Dotson's a pro at this. I'm just, I've got addiction problems, and which may help me out. They may benefit me. But Tor looks defeated already.
You're predicting Dotson? You're not even predicting yourself to win?
Well, look, I hope I win, but I think Dotson.
I like this.
Jesus.
I'm sorry,
I just know that I'm a failure, so.
Okay.
I'm not going too high.
All right.
But second place is a fucking strong finish.
It's way stronger than third place.
That's all I got to do is beat Tor. That's what I'm shooting for.
Tor, this is rough. You're a competitor. You're a collegiate athlete. Oh, the puke bucket's coming over already.
Thank you, Kevin.
You're a collegiate athlete. Do you take offense to both of them predicting you coming in last place?
Yeah, they're both fucking cretins, and they don't know. They're not going to be able to hold up in this. Because okay. Dotson, what is it? He drinks three beers over the course of a Fortress Film Society, which is 2 hours, and he's fucking Long Wind Charlie, and can't fucking get to the end of his thought.
Long Wind Charlie.
And Ant-Man's going to piss 30 minutes after he takes his initial piss break, which is built into the show for him.
That's a great point.
So that's going to be minus points. Go ahead. Go piss. I'll support you.
Let's do this now. So who's last? Who's first?
I'm first. Fucking Ant-Man last.
Okay.
Easy.
All right. Fair enough. Ant-Man, go piss.
All right.
And when you come back, we will be ready to start Feel the Power.
Do we have standings?
Oh, we do. And we're about to announce them.
Yes.
You know what? I'm going to hang out for a minute or two before I leave.
Sure. There's two couches back there.
Oh, might want to put on a movie or something.
Help everybody come.
God damn. All right.
No, 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 no
I need that isolate.
I want to You want to accuse me of losing? I ain't no fucking loser.
If you enjoyed today's episode for The Pores, share it with a friend and please leave a 5-star review. It literally takes 2 seconds, and if you haven't already, please also consider going to ChadDukeShow.com and subscribing to receive daily episodes. If you want even more content, check out Chad Duke Show on YouTube, where you can stream solid dudes. If you have a favorite segment you think would be great, send it. bestofcds@gmail.com. Jimmy and I will do our best to get it into a future episode. My name is Joe Azer. Thank you for spending a little bit of time with me today, and I hope you have an awesome weekend.
Friendos, if you're in the area, make sure you visit Commonwealth Dry Goods in scenic Old Town Fairfax. They have the very best in local candles, peanuts, gifts, chocolates, olive oil, hot sauce, along with ice-cold cheer wine, and both types of music on vinyl. You can check them out on Instagram and Facebook at Commonwealth Dry Goods, or order online today at CommonwealthDryGoods.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.